Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're discussing the biggest story of the day, and that is the problems we're having on the border, and the big news is how the kids are being separated from their parents. And I think the misconception, and I'm just playing both sides of the fence here, because I want everybody to kind of open up their brain and kind of look at this thing as a whole. I think a lot of people are just assuming when people are coming into the country, it's a mom and a dad and two kids, and they're walking in with holding hands, and they're like, "Here we are, America." And they're like, "Hey, bitch, get on the ground and give me your babies." It's not really happening like that, all right? We need to try to think a little open-minded here. I just like everybody else, I want these kids to be handled gently. I want these kids to be treated like you're taking care of your own kid, because
absolutely,
it's not the kid's fault that they're put in a situation. And most of these adults that are bringing kids into the country, it's for the right intentions. I believe that. But there are other proper channels. You have to do this the right way. If I want to drive a car, I can't just say, "I'm driving a car." I got to go to the DMV. I got to get my license. I got to go to Geico. I got to get my insurance.
You could just drive the car.
But I'm doing it illegally.
And if you get caught?
I go to jail.
Well, we're going to call Dom.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm definitely calling Dom. But that's the point, is there's proper channels for things. And then, you know, the argument is, well, you know, these guys, they don't have the resources. I'm sorry.
Like, yeah, what do you want? Right. What do you want to do? I mean,
but
and that's fine. Like, I'd rather people be honest and say, "I want the border open." Just whoever wants to come over, okay. But you have to understand what that would mean.
Yes.
Economically for our country. We're already, what, $20 trillion in debt right now? We're running on credit as it is.
It'll be tough.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
that is the American way, though, Will.
Yeah,
I know.
At the same time, I do want people to have the opportunity to come here and start a new life and everything. It's kind of what our country is based on, really.
Sure.
But there's got to be a medium ground. There's got to be somewhere where we can try to fix this as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for me to even talk about things with the smell of this bacon in my face. Let's go to the phones. My man from the inside, King, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Man, how y'all doing tonight, man?
Yeah, can you believe these guys are coming over illegally and going to jail? I mean, come on, man. I mean, you know, who goes to jail nowadays, King?
Rubbing it in.
Yeah, I mean, for real, man. That's what I'm saying, man. But listen, okay, Johnny B, now, I love America, man. I love America with all my heart. It's the greatest country in the world. It's the only country where you go from being a drug dealer to hanging out in the White House. You know, this is a great country, right?
It's true. Yeah.
However, sometimes the policies are kind of there's a lot of gray area when it comes to American policy. Like, let me give you an example, right? Something that I was awarded from recently was the view on children getting life sentences, right?
Right.
Now, as of recently, America was only one of two countries in the whole entire world that still gave juveniles life sentences, right? So when it comes to a policy and when it comes to children, I think America got it kind of messed up a little bit, because the other country was Somalia, right? So it's like we were on the level with Somalia when it came to certain policies, which was kind of messed up. Now, I think I have an idea, man, how Mr. Trump can fix this.
All right, I want to hear this.
I got an idea for Trumpy, man, because
okay,
we got to think about the kids, man, but we got to think about how we can change these policies, man. I think to make it easier, to give these people opportunity to show that they want to become part of this country and not just part of people sneaking in and part of law breaking, man, I think he needs to create a foreign legion, kind of like how the French Foreign Legion have it, right?
Okay.
Create a foreign legion where people can join this foreign legion and now they could pay taxes, they can build different areas where they could give back to this country, right? And become and integrate themselves into. And that's how they earn their citizenship, by being part of a new military branch, you know?
Yeah, but they got to wait for Space Force, man. That comes first. You know, we're starting to...
They can join Space Force, man. You know,
boom! We got plenty of room in space for all these immigrants.
Exactly.
I want to join Space Force, though.
I know, dude.
There's a lot of Americans that want to join Space Force first.
I want to fly a fighter...
I want to
spaceship.
Fly a goddamn UFO across a galaxy.
All right, we're getting off topic. Yeah, you know what? You make a lot of good points, King. A lot of good points. I think in the next month or so, they're going to have to figure some stuff out, obviously.
Yeah, the Foreign Legion, too, was just the Foreign Legion was just an invasion force, too.
Yeah.
we don't want to be invading anybody anymore.
No, for sure. But now they're using it as like, because I was looking in case I got out a little early to join the French Foreign Legion, right? So now they don't use it. I mean, they still use it a little bit as invasion force, but they got them in the trenches down in South America and just doing really difficult work, man. You know?
Oh, I didn't even know they still existed.
Yeah, man. Wow.
Yeah. They do. It's pretty crazy. They do crazy work now, you know?
So what are they? Well, not Greenpeace. What is that organization you can join? Peace Corps. Yeah. Are they kind of like the Peace Corps. The French version?
Oh, I think the PSI.
Kind of like... Yeah, it's kind of like the Peace Corps, but they got them in the trenches, though, man. I don't know how deep. Like, they got them, like, guarding different, like, small areas that French owns in South America and this and that, and going through it with, like, the natives over there in the jungles and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty wild, man.
Yeah, it's the rebel forces and all that stuff. Yeah, it's tough, man. How's everything in there for you, buddy? You having a good day, a good Tuesday?
Yeah, everything's straight, actually, man. Everything's straight. Everything's been cool, calm, and collective over here, man. I've been, I've just been relaxing, man. I've been studying. I got a couple of tests coming up. I'm about a third of the way through getting my bachelor's right now, man.
So nice.
I got a couple of tests coming up. Yeah, man. Right now I'm in my art appreciation class, my my psychology class. I'm taking a sociology class too, just for some parts of my general education, man. So it's pretty dope, man. It's pretty dope.
What are you gonna get your degree in?
Right now I want to get a major in English, but I want to get a minor in some type of journalism, because I really don't want to do creative writing. Creative writing is kind of like a cop out. It's kind of easy. I think I could get into it because I already wrote a couple of novels and some poetry books, right? So I want to get into more journalism, man. I want to
report some stuff.
Exactly, man. Yeah. I want to be the inside edition, man. For here, man.
Okay.
Inside edition.
Inside edition's the name of your thing. Your paper.
I think we found it, man. I think we found it, man. All right, man. I love y'all, man.
All right, King.
Great night, man.
Take care, pal.
Later, King.
Yeah.
727-579-1025. Also, for a proctologist, Inside Edition would be a good time. A good name for it.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, everything he said made a lot of sense.
The French Foreign Legion. Did you like that part?
Yeah, I used to be a fanboy of the French Foreign Legion. Like, I used to have all their albums and wear their T-shirts and everything. Like,
I was trying to figure out what the hell the difference between the French Foreign Legion and just the French Army was. I still haven't found that yet. Seems like they just went around and invaded a bunch of places and just shot people in the face.
The French Army?
For hundreds of years.
I thought the French Army just surrendered all the time.
Well, they did a lot of that after somebody said, hey, stop shooting people in the face and go over to these other countries. And they went, okay, we surrender.
Oh, that's a good accent.
Thank you. That's my best one yet, yeah, I think. Yeah,
great.
You know, I'm not good at them, so.
Oh, it's very hard to
see, I lost it already.
I can't do it neither.
That, what the heck was that?
I just had stroke in face.
I'm a French stroke victim.
Oh, so fat people have strokes and diabetes. Monica, what's up?
I'm a liberal Democrat and have been for probably 30 years.
Okay.
And I really cannot stand Donald Trump, but I actually support what's going on because these people left Honduras. They were in Mexico. Why didn't they stay in Mexico?
Well,
they were with their families in Mexico.
Well, Mexico's a bad place, I guess. I guess they got there and they were like, well, this is better than Honduras, but it's still poo-poo. I want to go to America.
I saw there was 114 politicians in Mexico that were killed this year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I love Mexico now. I'm moving to Mexico.
No, you don't want to do that, man. Like,
you know what? I've been to Mexico plenty of times, and since I'm not dealing drugs, I got along just fine there. But I'm just saying, I think these parents are responsible for this situation. I really do not blame the old Trumpster for this one, because these parents should have been looking out for their own kids, and... Once again, they didn't stay in Mexico because, we can get a better handout if we go to the United States. And I just think that, you know what, they need to do this by the law.
Yeah, and I mean, there are consequences to breaking the law. There are consequences to breaking the law. Sometimes it's harsh.
You know what America could do, I think, to help? Legalize drugs.
Because
that's the whole thing behind it. The cartels are running amok. They're just killing everybody who stands in their way. If you legalize drugs, you take away the black market. You take away the incentive.
Thanks for the call, Monica. Appreciate
you. There you go. Problem solved. You're welcome, everybody.
How about this? If we legalize drugs, the cartel's going to have to go into a different business.
They have to go into a legit business. They're going to be like a pharmaceutical company.
No, selling timeshares and stuff.
Can you imagine? This guy's all tatted up. He's got his face tatted up. He's like, it's a beautiful water. Front. I'm bad at accents.
It's better than the Airbnb, you know?
Homes?
We'll put you on the ocean. We'll bring in margaritas, you know? And you look, you could every 2 weeks, as 2 weeks per year, you can stay in one of the timeshares. You like a West Coast? You like a Cabo Apple? Or do you like the Cozumel? What do you want to do? You're like, man, you got a lot of neck tattoos for a guy that sells,
That would be hilarious just to see those dudes having to go legit and run a business, and they're all, like, upset. They come home, throw their briefcase on the counter. His wife's like, what's wrong, honey? He's like, God, it's just rough out there.
He's running a Chevron station at the border. I said, pay before you pump! Chop your head off at the pump.
Hey, you know what, though? Monica, you know, she's right. If you do things the right way, it'll work out. But, you know, taking care of your kids and stay with kids. We don't live there. We don't know what they go through.
Right. That's why I'm trying to look at it from both sides. Yes, as a humanitarian, as a guy that, and look, you are one of the best I know.
Thanks, man.
You work all year long for kids and mainly to help out kids and hungry people, homeless people. We do so much work with the Voodoo Crew. So we're on the same page there. But at the same time, you got to do things properly.
You got to do things the right way. But, you know, I've got a good buddy. He's got family down there, and he's scared for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're all mad at the way United States are handling things because they want to come here.
Right.
Do it the right way and get here.
I would love to I would love to hear from legal immigrants if they're listening.
Or illegal ones, too. You don't have to say your name.
That would be awesome, too. Yeah. Well, you could say your name. It doesn't matter.
True.
Don't give us your full name. But, yeah, I would love to, if you're listening, por favor, call in. Mm-hmm. Gun Control Glenn, what's up, baby?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Enjoying the show as usual.
Thanks, man.
I just had a quick comment about the French Foreign Legion. It's not quite the same as the French Army.
Right.
You can be from any country in the world and join the Legion. And the other thing about the Legion is it's kind of unusual. I don't know if they do it anymore, but if you show up there, even if you have a criminal record and a warrant out for your arrest, they'll take you in and you can join the Legion. And if the cops show up, they will deny you're there. They will literally protect you.
Wow, that's some underground stuff. It's like the Legion of Doom.
Yeah, you can go and you can start a whole new life. And it's like a refuge from injustice.
Well,
it kind of sounds like the culinary industry.
It does a little bit.
a little bit.
You got to do some dishes first when you first join.
Get in the trenches, like the last caller was calling King. You know, they're down in
lunch
the
rush. You're in the weeds.
I kind of thought of that. You know, I thought he was talking about their working in industry. So.
That's some great information, Glenn. Appreciate that, buddy. Now, do you have an opinion on how we could try to get under this situation at the border? What would you do?
Speaking as a legal immigrant, but I came from not from a third world country or another word that Trump likes to call them, but that's a whole different thing. I wasn't fleeing for my life.
Right.
You know, and if you're seeking asylum seekers are not criminals. They're not breaking any laws.
Right.
So, you know, they should be allowed to apply for asylum. And, I think you got to go with what an earlier caller was saying. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt, even if they can't prove they're the parents of kids. They just may not have their documentation with them.
So do you just let them in? Just be like, okay, come on in, dude.
I would pull the kid to the side and the so-called parent to the side, and I would quiz them and be like, what's her middle name? You know, when's her birthday? And be like, oh, you got me. You're like, I knew it, bitch.
Right, and I wouldn't say just let them in. I just say everybody deserves a chance. You know, this country was
let them in.
On immigration. Everyone deserves a chance.
Right, but do you agree?
So let them in.
Do you agree to a certain extent that they should have to go through the proper channels? Like, if they want to seek asylum, there's a way of doing it. You don't just run across the river, right?
Yeah, except if they're running for their lives. That's a whole different thing.
I got you.
That's a whole different thing.
That is the slippery slope that I think about also. And appreciate the call, man.
Glenn, is your front door locked right now?
Glenn's good.
Serious question. Is your front door locked right now?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. But
I'm just asking. I know it's not that simple, and it's a bigger issue, and that's all the point I'm trying to make.
But children should not be held hostage for this, not for a political purpose.
Yeah, but what about the parents that? What about the parents who are using the kids as a human shield, coming in and saying, you can't do anything to me, I got a kid? Shouldn't they have some accountability as well?
Yeah, they should, but every case should be looked at on its own. They're not all like that. You can't judge them all with a broad
brush. Just so many people, though. That's the problem. There's thousands and thousands coming across. It makes it tough.
That's right.
All right, appreciate the call, Glenn. You're the man.
That's the thing about it, though. Like, you know, some of these people are running.
Here, pull that thing right away.
This is Chef Terrell. He's here every Tuesday night. Usually, when he's not here, I'm very sad because the food's not as good.
But some of these people are running for their lives.
Right.
Who's to say that they're comfortable where they're at now, you know, being held in cages? When they get locked up in Mexico, they could be killed. You know, some of these families are being pulled into the gang violence because this is like a get down or lay down situation.
Right. Well, they're definitely gambling. You know, they're swinging for the fences here. They're traveling through sweltering desert. I mean, they're risking their lives getting here. But they also have the knowledge of knowing that this could possibly happen. You know, it's like if you jump in the ocean and swim with sharks, you might get bit. I mean, there's risk in a lot of stuff. I'm more worried about the kids. You know, I'm more worried about how the kids are treated.
Yeah.
That's my big concern.
It's not like our country hasn't seen this before. I mean, we just got to clean up the policies, the procedures, and make it so it's done the right way.
It's tough.
Everybody.
It's hard, especially when you're talking about children.
Mm. Yeah, and everybody's in agreement that, we are all sympathetic to the people who are trying to get over here.
Yeah,
everybody is.
I haven't heard
either side of the spectrum.
I haven't even really heard, a Republican go, you know, F these kids.
Right.
You know,
of course not.
They're sticking by their policies, and it's really just a F you to the Democrats when they sound harsh. And then the Democrats, a lot of them are sounding like, you know, a little insensitive when they're like, hey, you know, they need to get this right. You know, we tried to fix it.
And Johnny, I know this is going to sound a little crazy. This might be thinking way outside the box.
You're not wearing underwear?
Well, that too. How about just sit in a room and talk and figure it out?
Man, that's not how politics work, buddy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.